Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Wolman. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischos Refuah Shelema, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Baschaya Leah.
Daf Pei Zayin Omed Aleph. We will start from the bottom of Daf Pei Vav Omed Beis. The Gemara there brought the dinner of Chanina that Rabbi Yehuda is Moida, that a kisui that you do between the Shechita of a Chaya and the Shechita of an Oif doesn't make a hefsik to require a bracha on the second Shechita. The Gemara asks, "My shlomi tamidei derav, derav broina rav chanana tamidei derav, havu yasi v'sudasa, koim malayu rav yeva sava, omru lei hav li vorech, hodu omru lei hav lishti, omru rav yeva sava, hochi omar rav, kivin da omar, hav li vorech, itzer lei le mishti chamra, hochanami, kivin da itzer lei le kisui, ichayiv lei le brocha." The Gemara is asking that Lachayra, just like over there, when a person says Hav Levarech, even though he changes his mind to say Hav Lishti, he's not allowed to drink until he makes a bracha. Here also, since a person started doing the Kisui, he should be Chayiv to make a bracha. Pepashtus, the Avon in the Gemara's Kasha, is that the Gemara is asking that just like when you say Hav Levarech, you show a Gemar on the first Suda, and in Mele, you need a new bracha if you want to continue to drink. So Kemoy came by us, by doing the Kisui, you are interrupting the Maisa Shchitas, and it should be considered that you finished the first Shchita and are starting a new separate Shchita after the Kisui, which requires a new bracha. The Gemara answers this question by saying that over there you can't drink and bench at the same time. Mashen came by us, you can't do the Shchita and Kisui at the same time. Now before we discuss the teretz of the Gemara, we will discuss the Etzem Din of Talmidei Derav, that when you say Havlam V'Nevorech, it's Aser L'Mishti. The Rishayim over here argue what the words Aser L'Mishti means. Rai Rishayim, including the Pashas of the Mashmoyis of Rashi here, learn that it means that if you want to drink after saying the words Hav V'Nevorech, it is Aser to drink without making a new Bracha Rishayna. But if you do make a new bracha rishayna, then it's mutter to drink now, even before benching. Dehainu, they are learning that the words asa l'mishti are lav dafka. It's not asa to drink completely. It's asa l'mishti without making a new bracha rishayna. The Rashbam in Pesachim dafka of Gimel Mebeis and the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos Perek Dalet Halacha Ches learn differently. They say that once a person says have an avarech, it is also for him to drink at all, even with a new bracha rishayna, before he benches. The lashon of asa l'mishti is kipshuta, it's also to drink now at all, until you bench first. The beer in the first shita, the shita of Rav Rishaynim, which holds that you need a bracha rishayna before you were to drink, but you don't need to bench first, is before in the Rosh Simen Hei. The Rosh over there says that when a person says, have a nevarech, what that does it makes a hesach hadas, which makes any new eating or drinking afterwards like a separate second suda. Memela, when it comes to bracha achrayna, like benching for example, since there is no problem with making one bracha achrayna on two sudais, memela, you could drink wine without benching. Because even though it's a new suda, you can make one benching afterwards on both sudais. The Rosh says the reason you could bench once on two separate sudas is because the suda in between isn't mafsik, because we don't find at all a chesaron of a hefsik between a suda and a bracha achrayna. Mashenkin, when it comes to a bracha rishayna, there is an issue with being mafsik between the bracha and the suda. You can't talk or do something between a bracha rishayna and a suda. So memela, if you're masiach das and you make this cup of wine, a separate suda, you would have a problem because the first suda is being mafsik between the bracha rishayna and this second suda of drinking wine, which isn't allowed. So you need to make a new bracha on the wine. This is the hesber in the first shita, which is the shita of Rav Rishaynim. When it comes to the second shita, which requires you to bench before you drink anything else, the Taisa Rosh is Masber that this Shita Taka argues and holds that you can't bench once for two sudas. And Memela, since by saying Hav Nevorech, he makes a Hesach Hadas, which will make any drinking or eating that he does afterwards into a second suda, you must bench first on the first suda and have a separate Bracha Achrayna on the second suda. This is the Hezbo of the Tais HaRosh. But the Rashba in Brachos and Daf Mem Beis, he's Mashma a different beer in the second Shita, which requires you to bench before you drink anything. He says that you can compare it to a case where a person washes Mayim Achrayinim, that Halacha is that he must bench right away after washing Mayim Achrayinim, because there's a din of Tekev L'Netilas Yedayim Bracha. And the Mashmois is that over there by Mayim Achrayinim, he is not allowed to even eat or drink before benching, even with a new bracha. Because once he is mekabel on himself to bench, he must bench right away. Zotarashba, the same thing, when he says, have a nevarich, he is being mekabel al atzmai to bench. And memeli, he must bench miyad, and he can't be mafsik with eating or drinking before benching. This pshat is different than the pshat of the Tais HaRosh, because according to the Tais HaRosh, it's the hesach hadas that causes you to bench, because it's a separate suda. According to this pshat, the kabbalah al atzmai to bench is what's mechayev him to bench miyad. Now we will discuss the teretz of the Gemara, which was that we can be mechalik that shchita and kisui can be done at the same time, and therefore you do not need a new bracha after the kisui before the second shchita, whereas you can't bench and drink at the same time, so there you do need a new bracha before you drink. L'chaim, we have to understand what this svara is, that because you can't do something at the same time, it requires a new bracha. L'chaim, the bir ha-dover is that when you do something which makes it e-efsher to continue what you were doing, that makes it considered that you finished and stopped what you were doing. And if you continue later, it's a new act, not a continuation of the first act. Now this is how the Gemara is learning in the Maskana. We have to understand in the Hava Amina that the Gemara thought that you could be Medamidem. How was the Gemara understanding? The Gemara in the Hava Amina, when it was Medama, Kisui Veshchita, to have a Nevarech, understood that the keveya of whether or not something is mafsik and requires you to make a new bracha is not whether the davar ha-mafsik allows you to continue doing what you were doing before or not. The Gemara understood that what makes it a davar ha-mafsik is if you're doing something which is a gemar of the first act. For example, if you're going to bench, which is a gemar of the first suda, that requires you to make a new bracha if you want to be mamshich what you were doing before. And maybe the Gemara understood that hu adin kisui, which is a gemar of shchita, should be considered a mafsik between the shchitas, because you're doing a gemar on the first shchita, and that requires you to make a new bracha when you want to go weiter and do a different shchita. The chayra, this hakira has a nafkamina ledina, and is a machloikis rishainim. Taizis brings a chiddush dim for Aveinu Yomtiv, that if in the middle of a suda, a person stops to daven, then when he returns to his suda, he must bench and make a new bracha of hamoitzi. The reason is because since when he was davening, it was e-efsher for him to continue eating, the davening is considered a hefsik in middle of the suda, and he needs a new bracha to continue. Tosis argues with Rabbeinu Yomtiv because he says the svara of e-efsher shneim biyachad is not enough to be mafsik. It is only if it's combined with the fact that the davar mafsik is a gemar of the original act, then it's considered a mafsik. Here, where tefila isn't a gemar of the suda, it wouldn't be considered a hafsik. L'chayra, the beer in Rabbeinu Yomtiv is that he held that the maskana of the Gemara was that the only kaveya to be a mafsik is if it's e-efsher shneim biyachad. And memeli he held, tefillah is a mafsik since you can't daven and eat at the same time. Dainu he held like the first sad of Erech HaKira. Mashen King Toises held like the second sad that you need two factors to make a hafsik, both the svara of e-efsher shneim biyachad and the fact that the davar ha-mafsik is a gemar of the first davar. Now the Ritva wants to bring a raya that the Rif holds like Rabbeinu Yomtiv, because the Rif paskins that by Leila Seder, when we drink the Dalet Kaisais, we need to make a bracha al kol kais v'kais, because the Haggadah is mafsik between the first and second kais, since when you say the Haggadah, you can't drink the kais and say the Haggadah on the same time. And similarly, between the second and the third kais, the Birchas HaMazon is mafsik because you can't bench and drink at the same time. And between the third and the fourth kais, the halal is mafsik because you can't drink and say halal at the same time. Now, be'emes the Baal Mor is tama on the rif that the svara of ef shalasa shneim biyachad is not enough by itself unless you also have the svara of gemara dover. And here you don't have the svara of gemara dover. Al Karchuk says the Ritva, the Rif held like Rabbeinu Yomtiv, that the Svara of Yef Shalasa Shneim B'Yachad is enough of a Svara by itself to be Mafsik, and the Baal Amor held like our Taisis that you need both Svaras in order to be Mafsik. But it's kedai to mention that the Ramban makes an important sinsum in the Shita of the Rif and Rabbeinu Yomtiv. Be'emes Taisis Bayos has a big kasha on this Shita of Rabbeinu Yomtiv from the Gemara in Psachim on Dafkov Beizom and Beiz. The Gemara over there is Mefurish, that if a person goes and dies in the middle of a Suda, he does not need a new bracha when he returns to the Suda. L'chayr, this is very shver Rabbeinu Yomtiv. The Ran is miyashiv this kasha, that Rabbeinu Yomtiv only said his din when it's a shoy veres, and if he doesn't daven right now in the middle of the Suda, then he would miss man tefila. B'chi hay gavna, there is a chiv to daven now, and when you do a dvar chiv, something which you're mechuyiv to do right now, and it's a matzav of yefshir shneim biyachad, then it's considered a hefsik. Whereas the Gemara in Psachim is talking about when there was still time for him to have daven later, and he had no chiyuv to daven specifically now, so the meila, therefore, it's not considered a hefsik, and he doesn't need a new bracha when he returns. Says the Ramban that the Rif also only said his din because Haggadah, Birchas Hamazon, and Halal are all chiyuvim. And that's why they are mafsik when it's a matziv of Yef Shneim Biyachad. And that's why Kisui would have been a hefsik if it was Yef Shneim Biyachad, if it was impossible to do Kisui and Shchitoi Bevas Achas, since it is a chiv to be done after the Shchita according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if the Davar Masik wasn't the chiv, it wouldn't be mafsik even if Yef Shneim Biyachad. Now returning to the teretz of the Gemara said that it's possible to do Shita and Kisui at the same time. Now the Chayrus Mefurish in this Gemara, that even though Kisui Adam is a mitzvah, it would be okay for a person to do Kisui Adam and Shita at the same time. The Birchas Avram is Ma'irer, that the Taz in Siman Kuf Tzadik Aleph writes, Kol ha-mitzvois lo yasa oisam v'oisei b'davar acher. That when a person is doing a mitzvah, he shouldn't be busy doing something else. Because it's moira that he's doing the mitzvah without kavono, elo derech aray umikra, and the Taz says it's included in the pasuk of imtelchu imi v'keri, which means afilu shetelchu imi, even when you're going with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you're doing his mitzvahs, if you do it derech mikra v'aray, the psukim say gefelcha things will happen to you. If so, L'chayre, it should be aser for a person to do shchita when he's doing the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. So how could our Gemara say that it's possible to do Kisui Adam and shchita at the same time? And you can try to be mechalik and say that maybe shchita is different because since shchita is also a mitzvah, haraya, we make a bracha when we do shchita. So maybe that's why it's mutter to do shchita when you do Kisui Adam, because it's mutter to do another mitzvah even when you're busy doing one mitzvah. We can't say like that, because the Taz says lehedja that you can't even learn Torah when you're doing a mitzvah. So we see that you can't be busy even to do another mitzvah when you're doing one mitzvah. L'chayr, in order to miyash of this kasha, we must say that although it isn't mutu l'chachila to do shchita when you're doing Kisui Adam, but since technically you can have a kolponim v'kiyum mitzvah of Kisui Adam at the same time as doing shchita, that is enough for it not to be considered a hefsek. Now in our Gemara, there was a nidun whether or not if a person makes two shchitas and he does a kisui in between, maybe he would require a second bracha on the second shchita. But la halacha, in a regular situation, when a person would just shecht many animals or many birds at one time, he would avada only need one bracha for all of them. Taisis here is mistapik. What would happen if a person was doing many shchitas, and in between the shchitas, he would say something, he would talk, and say something which is not pertinent to the shchitas? Will that require him to make a new bracha on the next shchita that he does? Taisis explains that he is misupik whether or not it's doimet to tefillin, that when you talk in between the Tefillin Shalyad and the Tefillin Shalroish, you can't use the bracha of the Shalyad for the Shalroish, and you need to make a separate bracha on the Shalroish. Now, Taisus isn't Masbir, what is sad is not to be Medamit the Tefillin. The Ramban is Masbir this sad, that Tefillin is different, because there you're chayiv to put on both the Shalyad and the Shalroish. Masha'in came by Shechita, there is no chiv to continue shechting the next animal. The Ran explains the Ramban that by tefillin, since you are chayiv to put on both tefillin, there is a svara that once you start putting them on, you shouldn't interrupt in middle to be oisek besicha. And therefore, if you do, you need a new bracha. But here, by Shechita, where you aren't chayiv to continue shechting, there isn't an issue being mafsik, and therefore when you do, you don't need a new bracha. The Leiv Ari wants to explain that the lamdus behind the Ran and the Ramban is that be'emes tefillin is listed by the Moine HaMitzvahs as two separate mitzvahs. The Shalyad and the Shalroish are two separate mitzvahs. But Afal Pikein, the Baal Amor, in Seif Meseches Rosh Hashanah is mavur that the Isser to be mafsa between them is because it says, V'hoye l'cho l'ois ayodecho l'zikaron b'nei necha, and we learn from that pasuk that you need to have Havaya Achas l'shneim. They have to be done as one unit. Akadekach, we find that the Beis Yosef in Arachayim Simu Chafei says that even on Chol HaMoed, when you're not making a bracha on tefillin, so there is no chisaron in causing you to make a new bracha, it's still usher to talk between the Tefillin Shalyad and the Tefillin Shalroish, because you need to have a Havaya Achas L'Shneim. So although they are two mitzvahs, but they have a shaychis, one to each other, and therefore there is a chiv that they should be connected to each other, and that they should be considered Havaya Achas L'Shneim. Therefore, the Ramban says, Dafka when it comes to tefillin, if you talk between them, you need a new bracha, since be'etzem, they are two separate mitzvahs. And the only reason you can make only one bracha for both is because they have a shaychus to each other. But that only helps if there's no hefsik between them, then we can see them as one mitzvah achas nimshaches. But the minute you talk between them, we will now see them as two separate mitzvahs, which each one of them requires its own bracha. Mashenke mashchita, where there is no chiyah, the mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. To do the second shchita, we can always see it as a mitzvah achas nimshaches of shchita, even if there is a hefsik of sicha between them. This is why Tosis and the Rishayim had a tzad, that if you're mafsik between the shchitas with sicha v'teila, you might not need to make a new bracha. Al kol panim, even though the Ran and the Ramban are explaining why there might be a chilek between tefillin and shchita, the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and the Mahag is that if you are soch between the shchitas, you would need a new bracha on the next shchita. The Yeshuas David in Archaim Simon Zion has two ways to be masver this shita of the Bahag and Rabbeinu Tam. One of his mahalchim is that they hold that each shita is looked at as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, which requires its own bracha. And this that you can make one bracha for both of them, if you don't talk between them, is because one bracha can pater two mitzvahs. One bracha can go on both mitzvahs. But if you do talk between the shchitas, it's as if you talked between the bracha and the second mitzvah of shchita, which requires you to make a new bracha. This is one mahal you could say. A second mahal you can say is that really this shchita agrees that when you shech twice with no hefsik of sicha, we see it as if it's one mitzvah shchita richta, which only needs one bracha be'etzem. But the shita holds that when you talk between them, that gufa makes it not a shchita richta, and it separates it into separate mitzvahs, just like by tefillin, the sicha b'neihem makes them like two mitzvahs, which require two separate brachas. The Rosh here in the end of Simen Vav discusses a new shaila, when the correct time is to make a bracha on the mitzvah of kisui hadam. The Rosh brings the shita sabahag, who says that even though normally we make a bracha on mitzvahs over lasiyosan, here by the mitzvah of kisui adam, since it is a gemar of the mitzvah of shchita, we can't make a bracha before doing the kisui, because it would be considered making a bracha be'emtza ha-mitzvah. So instead, the Bahag paskins that we make the bracha after doing the kisui adam. The Rashban, Teirus HaBayis, Bayis Aleph Sharhei, and the Rabbeinu Yeruchim agree with the shita of the Bahag. But the Rambam in Hilchos Shchita, Perek Yudalet, Halacha Aleph, and the Rosh and the Meiri and the Ra'ah and Berek HaBayis all argue and they say that you make a bracha before doing the Kisui Adam. The Rosh explains that the reason for this is because Kisui is a mitzvah bifnei atzmai. The Taz is Masbir, the Rosh, that even though the Rosh himself said earlier that Kisui is the Gemar of Mitzvah Shchita, he means that it just has a shaychus to Shchita, just like Tfilin Shayad and Tfilin Sharoish have a shaychus one to the other. But he still holds that they're two separate mitzvahs, and therefore you make a bracha before doing Kisui. The Aviezri, in Perek Yudad of Hilchos Shchita, when he explains the Rosh, he has a slightly different nusach. He says, Enachanami, the Rosh agrees that Kisui Adam is the gemar of the mitzvah of Shchita, but at the same time, it's a mitzvah bifnei atzma to do this gemar of the mitzvah of Shchita. Al Koparim, the Shita of the Bahag and the Rishayim that agree with him and say we don't make a bracha before doing Kisui Adam, they seem to hold that Kisui Adam is not a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, rather it's just a chelik of the mitzvah of Shita. But the Bahag still needs Havana. Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlau, in his Pirush on Sadia Goin, Chelik Aleph, Amid 174, asks that even if we take for granted that Kisui is the soif of the mitzvah of Shita, you should still either make the bracha on Kisui before doing the Shchita, together with the Bruchas Shchita, you should also make a bracha on the Kisui. Or the other option should be, you should just make the bracha of Shchita, and that should cover the Shchita and the Kisui. But what would be the logic behind making the bracha on the Kisui after doing the Kisui? He wants to answer that the Gedar Advarim is that Chazal were misaking a bracha lefonov and a bracha la'achrov on the mitzvah arichta of Shchita v'kisui. Dainu Shchita and Kisui is one long mitzvah, and Chazal said, make a bracha before and after doing this long mitzvah, dum yud kriyishma, that we find Chazal were misaking a bracha lefonov la'acharel. L'chayr the beer is that just like in Hilchas Brachas we find that a short bracha just starts with a bracha and doesn't end with a bracha, but if you have a long bracha, like the first bracha of benching, or the bracha of Kiddush Aleil Shabbos, there, since it's a long bracha, it begins and ends with a bracha. Similarly, by a mitzvah which has two steps, a tchila and a gemar, like Shchita and Kisui, it requires a bracha before and after. It comes out, l'chayr l'fivis havana, a chiddush, that like the Bahag, when you make a bracha on Kisui Adam, the gather is that it's a bracha, which is not just on the Kisui Adam, it's also on the Shchita. Whereas according to the Rosh, Bepashtos, when you make the bracha on Kisui Adam, the bracha is only going on the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. Now, halacha lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you should make a bracha on Kisui Adam before you do the maisa Kisui, like the Rosh. However, the Aruch HaShulchan writes that if you forgot to make the bracha before, then b'di'eved, you can make it afterwards. Even though there are shitas that usually by mitzvahs, when you're supposed to make a berachas hamitzvah and you didn't make it before, there are some shitas that say, b'di'eved, you still can't make it afterwards. Here, b'di'eved, you could rely on the shita of the Bahag, who holds that even l'chachilo, the bracha is supposed to be afterwards, and therefore you can make a bracha on the Kisui Adam after doing the Kisui Adam. Now there is a different need in legabi the bracha of Kisui Adam, whether the nusach ha-bracha should be al mitzvahs kisui, like the bracha we make on Shchita is al mitzvah Shchita, or maybe the bracha should be lichasos dam with a lamed. The Ramban writes that the correct nusach ha-bracha, according to the Bahag, would be al mitzvahs kisui, even though usually the klal is that by a mitzvah, which is a reshus like the mitzvah of Shchita, there you make the bracha of al. But on a mitzvah which is a chayva, you make a bracha with a lamid, and l'chayra, once you shecht it already. You're chayiv to do kisui, kisui l'chayra is a chayva, so you should l'chayra say l'chaseis adam with a lamid. Af apikein says the Rabban, like the Bahag, the correct nusach ha-bracha is al kisui hadam. The Rabban is not clear why, according to the Bahag, this should be so. The Ra'ah in Berek HaBayis, Bayis Aleph, Shar Hei, is mashma that the beer in the Ramban is that lefi the Shidas HaBahag, that Kisui is the Gemar of the Mitzvah of Shchita, Memela, it can't be any stronger than Shchita itself. So since Shchita is a Rishus, we consider Kisui also a Rishus, even though Bifoyel, after doing the Shchita, you have a Chiv to do Kisui. Since the etzem accomplishment of the kisui is to finish the shechita, which is gufa rishos, kisui adam also has a din rishos to make the correct bracha on it be al kisui adam. This is the hezber of the Ra'ah and the Shitas HaRamban. The Ritva is mashu a different pshat completely in the Ramban. And he understands that lefi the Bahag, that you make a bracha after doing the mitzvah of kisui adam, that's why it's appropriate to make a bracha of al, just like we find when a person does tefillah and he makes a bracha after doing the tefillah, the nusach bracha is also al. So we see when doing a, when making a bracha after doing a mitzvah, the correct bracha is al. Now this thing in which we are discussing about whether or not kisui is just a gemar of the mitzvah of shechita, or it is a mitzvah bifnei atzmai, there is another nafkamina ledina. The Mordechai brings a ravya who says that it is usur for a person to speak between doing the shechita and doing the kisui adam. The Sefer HaTshuva, however, is chaylik, and he says it's mutter to talk in between. The Bach wants to say that this machloikis is tali in whether or not kisui is a gemar of the mitzvah of shechita. The Rav Yo holds that it is, and therefore it's also to be mafsik between them, and the Sefer HaTshuva holds that it's considered a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, and therefore it's not also to be mafsik between them. Ve'halacha, the Ramah in Simin Yotes, if Katan Hay paskins that it is toiv not to speak between the shechita and the kisui, but there is no iser. The Taz is Masbir, that Ledina he holds that kisui is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, but he is choshish a little for the shita of the Rav Yo, that it is considered a gemar of the mitzvah shechita, and therefore he says it's toiv not to talk in between them. Now the etzem idea that kisui adam is connected and might be the gemar of the mitzvah shechita definitely has l'chayra shtikl mekar from the fact that the gemara darshins v'shafach v'chisa, that the ikur mitzvah of kisui adam is on the shechit. And adrabba, the gemara needs a riboy to be marve that bechlal there's eiv on anybody else. This definitely is a shtickle makar and a remez to the idea that kisui adam is a gemar of the mitzvah of shechita, and that's why lechachivo, the ikur chiv of kisui adam, and bechlau, we need a ribui to say that anybody else is still chayiv. In this din that we just mentioned, that the ikur mitzvah of kisui adam is on the shechit, and only if the shechit is not doing it, then there is a mitzvah of all, on all of Klal Yisrael, there is two shailas which you can clear in the Geder HaDvarim. The Birchas Avraham is mistafik, if this that there is a chiyuv on the rest of Klal Yisrael, is that only if the shechit doesn't want to do the kisui adam at all? Or is it even if he doesn't want to do it miyad, already right away then the chiyuv goes onto the rest of Klal Yisrael? He says that this shaila might be tully in the nidin in the paiskin, if there is a din to do kisui adam dafka miyad after the shechita or not. According to the shitas that there is a din to do miyad achar ha-shechita, then it could be that the Chiv on Klal Yisrael will go right away if the Sheikhet's not doing it right away. Mashenkein, if Kisei Adam does not have to be done Miyad, then it could be that the Chiv on Klal Yisrael will not start until the Sheikhet is Megala, that he's not planning on doing the Kisei Adam at all. There is another Yisaitistik of Chakiro which we can clear in this din, that the din of Kisei Adam is L'chachilo on the Sheikhet. Would it be Mutter L'chachilo for the Sheikhet to leave the mitzvah of Kisei Adam to other people? Just that he has the schus, if he chooses to do it himself, he can. And maybe even more than that, maybe there's a mile if he does the mitzvah himself, but I'll call upon him, it's mutul chachila for him to leave it to others if he chooses so. Or maybe if the sheikhe leaves the mitzvah to others to do it, he is being mevatel his mitzvah. The shach, in Simon Shimpei Beis of Kotten Dalet, is mashma that if the sheikhe is mechabit someone else with the mitzvah of kisei adam, then the sheikhet is being mevatel his mitzvah of kisui hadam. However, lamaisa, the minig ha'olam seems to be for the sheikhet not to be makbid to do it himself, but to allow others to do it. However, l'chayra and svara would be kedai, at least for the sheikhet, to remind whoever he's being mechabed as a shliach to do the kisui hadam, that it should be at least midin shluchah shel adam kamaisa, as if the sheikhet is doing it. But the Birchas Avraham was made that he saw the Brisker Rav by Shchitas Kaparis, that he would ask Rishus from the Sheikhet to do the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, and he made no mention of Shlichus. It seems that he himself wanted to be Zoyche in the mitzvah, and he held that the Sheikhet isn't Mevatel's mitzvah if he allows someone else to do it, as long as the mitzvah gets done.
Now there is a big discussion in the Poskim if the mitzvah of Kisui Adam can be done ayidei shliach. The Kolboy in Hilchos Brichos HaReach Kuv Vav Amabeis and the Avodram in Seder Tfilas Chol Shar Shlishi Brichos HaMitzvahs Paskin that you are not able to do the mitzvah of Kisui Adam ayidei shliach. The question is why should Kisui Adam be any different than Kol HaTorah Kula when we say Shlucha Shel Adam Kamaisai? The Chasam Sofer in our sugya is Masvir that since by Kisui Adam, the Torah gave a mitzvah on all of Klal Yisrael to do it, and then gave a separate mitzvah for the Sheikhet to do it, Al Korchoch, the gather of the mitzvah on the Sheikhet, is a different gather than the Chiyuv on Gantz Klal Yisrael. He once learned that the Chiyuv on Gantz Klal Yisrael is just to make sure that the dam is mechusse. But the Chiyuv on the Sheikhet is a Chiyuv on his guf, that Dafka, his guf, his hand, should do the Kisui Adam. The Meila, the Sheikhet, can make a Shliach to do Kisui, because although it will be considered as if he did the Kisui, but his hand will not have done the Kisui. It will be as if he did the Kisui with the Shliach's hand, which isn't enough to be Eitz of the Mitzvah. This is how the Chasam Sofer learned Pshat in the Shittas, that Shlichus doesn't work by Kisui Adam. There is, however, another beer why Shlichus shouldn't work by Kisui Adam, mentioned in the Yeshuas Yaakov, in Yeridea Simul Chav Ches of Katan Aleph. He wants to say that since the mitzvah of Kisui Adam was given to all of Klal Yisrael, it's not Shaykh to make a Shliach in it, because since the Shliach himself is Mechuyiv in the mitzvah, we can't be miyaches the maisa mitzvah to the mishaleach. We need to be miyaches it to the shliach. Therefore, it doesn't pass shlichus by Kisui Adam. Now, even though the shach does seem to paskin like these rishonim, and he says that you cannot make a shliach for Kisui Adam, however, the tvua shor and the placey in sif katan gimel, all both paskin that there is shayach shlichus by Kisui Adam, and that seems to be the opinion of most paskin.
Now the Mishnah mentioned a din that kiseyu v'nisgale potem milachasos. If after you covered the dam, it became uncovered, you are not chayev to recover the dam. The Torah's chayev wants to medayek from the lashon of v'nisgale that it's mashma dafke if b'dieved it became uncovered, there is no chayev to recover it. But lichachilo, you would not be allowed to be megale the dam. Memeila, Teres Chaim was bothered by the Minig HaOlam in his time that people used to shecht and do kisui in a mokum drisas b'nei adam, where it was guaranteed that after the kisui, the dam would become uncovered. Because of this Minig HaOlam, the Teres Chaim is masik that it must be that the Lashon of the Mishnah of Vinizgala is lav davka, and hu adin, you could be megala the dam be a daim. The Mishnah just said the Urcha de Milsa case of Vinizgala, because usually no one is megala the dam be a daim. So lefi the Teres Chaim, and that's the way it's nifsak in the Pri Chodosh in Simul Chav Ches, you could be megala the dam be a daim after doing Kisei Adam. And he also says that you could be mechaseh ba'ofen that it will become megula right away. On the other hand, the Tvua Shor and Simul Chav Ches is mesupik if it's mutter to megala the dam biyadayim after you did kisui. But he says for sure you can't be mechaseh in an ofen that you know that it will become megula right away, because that's not considered mechusa at all. And he brings a ra'ah that says that this is the reason that you can't do kisui adam on dam shalgabe esaka without doing greira, since it's oimei to become megula. So it seems that if you want to do Kisui Adam in an oifen that you know that right after the Kisui, the dam will be nisgale, it seems to be a machlokes ha-poiskim whether you yoytze to the mitzvah of Kisui Adam b'chiyai gavna. Now in the Etzem Nidam, which the Teres Chaim was talking about, whether or not it's mutter to megale the odayim, the dam, after doing the mitzvah of Kisui Adam, the Shalma Yosef wants to say that it's toliyin ha-chakira in the gather of the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. Is it a mitzvah nimsheches that the dam should constantly remain mechusa, just that if you did a maisa which could keep it mechusa la'olam, you're potter from the mitzvah, even if it becomes a skala afterwards, similar to the mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah, that there you put in a shir which can light a half hour, and it's usher to be mechavet the whole half hour. But afal pikein, if it does go out, you're potter from having to relight it, since it could have lasted a half hour. Or maybe the whole reason why, if it's chazav and iskala, you're potter from having to do the mitzvah of kisui over, is because the mitzvah of kisui is really just that it has to be mechusa for 1 second. Kinira, the Teres Chaim, was machlit like this second tzad, that the mitzvah of Kisui is really just that should be covered for a second. Memela, it's mutter to even be megale be yadayim, because as long as it was mechusa for 1 second, you were already yaitza the mitzvah. The Gemara after the Mishnah brings a maisa where somebody was shaychet, and someone else was kodam umechases adam, and Rabbi Gamliel was mechayiv him to give asara zehuvim to the shaychet. Now we have to understand what is the gather of this chiyuv of Asar Zehuvim, which Rabbi Gamliel was mechayiv, the one that was kodam u'mechases adam. The Rif in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Aleph Omen Aleph, brings a shita that holds that Rabbi Gamliel was being mechayiv him midin knas, and the meila you can't learn out from here to any other mitzvah that a chaytiv as a mitzvah has to pay Asar Zehuvim. It could be that here, for some reason, there was a bazunder reason to make a knas. The Rif wants to be deiched this shita because the Gemara in Bava Kama learns out from this story with Rabbi Gamliel that hu adin, if someone had a mitzvah to kill a dangerous animal, or someone had a mitzvah to cut down a tree, and someone else would come and grab the mitzvah from him, he has to pay him asara zehuvim. Akorcha, we see from over here that Rabbi Gamliel was not being mechayiv him just a random knas. And Memeilo, you could use this story of Rabbi Gamliel to teach us to other mitzvahs that you're also chayiv asar zehuvim when you're chayiv the mitzvah mechaveiro. The Ramban and the Rashba in our sugya understand that lefi the Rif, the correct gather of asar zehuvim is that it's a chayiv momoin meikar hadin for taking away the schar of a mitzvah. The hainu that we deher that the value of the schar of mitzvahs has a value of asar zehuvim, so when you grab a mitzvah mechaveiroi, you're chayiv momoi meikra adin asar zehuvim to pay him back for taking away the schar of the mitzvah. The shach in Simon Shimpei Beis is miyashiv the Rif's kasha on the shita which holds that the chayiv asar zehuvim in our sugi is a knas, that the Gemara in Bava Kama, which learns out from here to other places, to other mitzvahs, that there's also a din of asar zehuvim, that Gemara is clearly going over there like Rav. And we know Rav Lishitase holds in Gittin, Dafin, and Gimel that you can learn out from a knas to other places. But Lidina, we pass him like Shmuel, that lo yafinu miknasa. And that's why the Shita holds that lahalacha, we can learn out from the case of Gamliel to all other chatufei mitzvah that you're chayev to pay asara zehuvim. That Gemara was going Dafka Rav Lishitase, but lahalacha, we hold lo yafinu miknasa. Now so far we have two shitas where the din of asar zehuvim is a chiyuv mama meikar adin, or it is a chiyuv knasa and cannot necessarily be applied by all mitzvahs. The shita mikubetzes over there above a kama daf tzadik aleph brings a Rabbeinu Yoinusan who says that although it's not a knas, not like that shita that the Rif brought, but it's also not a chiyuv meikar adin like the Rif. Rather, it's a takonos chachamim that Chazal were misakin in order to be mechave mitzvahs in the eyes of people. They were mechayev asar zehuvim when somebody grabs a mitzvah from his friend. Memela, since it's not a knas, a person would still be chayev even if he's moide that he was chaytev a mitzvah, and there would be no ptur of moide beknas. So we're left with three shitas: either the chiyuv asar zehuvim is a knas, or it is a chiyuv mama meikar adin, or it's a takanas hacham kidei lechav mitzvahs beinei bnei adam. Now this machlokes rishonim in the gather of asar zehuvim has ramifications when it comes to halacha lemaisa. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and Shimpei Beis, when they bring the halacha of chaytev mitzvah, they bring two days as to how much he actually has to pay. One day holds that if you're chayitev a mitzvah, you don't pay a dover katzav, if you don't pay a set amount, rather you pay kefi ra'ois ene adayonim. The Sma explains that what this means is that Bezin will be Meshayer, if this person is a medaktev a mitzvah, then they will make the chayitev pay him a lot, because he values mitzvahs. And if he's not a medaktev a mitzvah, he will pay less. So that's one thing that Bezin has to be Meshayer. Also, Bezin will factor the tircha involved in the specific mitzvah, because when there is a tircha, a person sometimes doesn't mind if someone else will do it. HaKopan, this day holds that it's not a set amount. Bezin will shots up what the appropriate price would be to pay. The second shita that the Shulchan Aruch brings says that a chayte mitzvah always pays the set amount of asara zehuvim. That there are a couple of biurim in the machlokes. We will mention the mahalik of the Magen Mishnah and the Goyin. They explain that the first day holds that the chiyuv of asara zehuvim is a knas, like the Yesh Ayman brought in the Rif, and the Meila, this that Rabbi Gamliel was Mechayiv Yud Zehuvim, it isn't because that is the shear of the value for Schar Mitzvahs. Rather, according to Gamliel's estimation, that was the correct knas under the specific circumstances of that story. But be'etzem, each situation would be different, and the chiv would be kefi ra'is eine adayonim for the specific situation. That's the first day. The second shita held that the chiv of a chaytev mitzvah to pay is a chiv ma'amon me'ikar adin. And if Rabbi Gamliel made him pay asar zehuvim, it must be that he made a cheshbin that this is the value of schar mitzvahs. And the Mela, by all cases where someone is chaytev a mitzvah, there would be a chiyev mammon to pay asar zehuvim. The Chasam Sofer points out a shverkeit on the first shita which holds that the shear of yud zehuvim isn't katzav, because the Gemara says that a baskel went out to say, koyshal bracha shava ba'im zehuvim. The patch of the Gemara is mashma that the baskel was saying this is always the value of koyshal bracha, and it is a davar katzav. Chayre, this shita would need to say a doichik that the baskel was saying that in this specific situation the kaisha bracha was worth arbaim zehuvim, but not necessarily is it always a davar katzav. Hakol panim, legabe practical halacha lemaisa, Tosis and the other rishonim write that even though the maskana of the rif is that it's a chiv mamon and not a knas, we still wouldn't be goyve this chayv bizman hazeh, because any chiv mamon which isn't machmas a chesaron kiss, the halacha is that we're not goyve bizman hazeh, since we don't have a beis din of mumchen. The reason the Rif still brought it la halacha is because al kol panim there is an afkamina that he tofas loy mafkina mine. That al kol panim tfisa would help if he's tofasid the asar zehuvim, we will let him keep it. Now as far as the etzem shir of asar zehuvim, the Gemara Bayas does not mention a makar from where the shir comes, but there is an arzarua in Hilchas Kisui Adam, Simon Shin Tzadik Tes, that brings an interesting makar from a pasuk in Bereishis, Parachov Dalad, Pasachov Beis. The pasuk over there is talking about Eliezer Eved Avram, and it says, Vayikach ha'ish, nezem zov, beka mishkolai, v'shnei tzimidim al yodeha, asor zahov mishkolam. Says Zor Zerua, the reason why Eliezer gave her asor zahov mishkolam is because she caused him to get a mitzvah to be mevarech Hashem. Like the pasuk says, that Eliezer said, Baruch Hashem elikei Adoni Avram. So since she was mezaka Eliezer with a mitzvah, Eliezer had learned from Avram that the schar of making one bracha is asar zehuvim, and that's why he gave her asar zav mishkolam. The Teres Chaim in Bava Kama, Dav Tzadik Alpha and Beis, says that l'fi this pshat, it's meduyik that the Gemara used the lashon of asar zehuvim, and did not use the lashon of asar sloim or asar dinarim, which is a much more common expression that the Gemara would use when it's talking about money, would mention slarim or dinarim. If a dafka used the lashon of zehuvim because of the lashon apasak asar zav mishkalam. Now there is a nidun in the poskim if this din that a chaytev mitzvah is mishalim asar zehuvim is that only if he steals the mitzvah and he takes it for himself, he's mekayim it by himself. Or is that even if he isn't mekayim it himself, the etzem fact that he stopped his friend from doing it, that's enough to be mekayim him asar zehuvim. The mashmoyis advarim is that the amkus of this machloikis is the chiyuv of asar zehuvim ke'ein a geneva de gechiyuv, that you must pay back what you took from your friend? Or is it like a chiyuv mazik, that you pay for the hezik you cause your friend by taking the mitzvah away from him? The Taz in Simuch Chav Ches of Katan Ches writes that you are chayiv only if you were mekayim the mitzvah yourself. Mashenkein the Divrei Chav Mudois learns Bedas the Rambam that you are chayiv just for making your friend lose out on the mitzvah even if you aren't mekayim it yourself. The Gemara Vayter has a shayla if the asar zehuvim that you pay is schar mitzvah or schar bracha. Nafkamina, if someone was chaytev the mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, would he pay asar zehuvim or 40? And the Gemara is paishet schar brachahu, and he pays 40 by Birchas HaMazon. The Ramban and the Ritva speak out that even though we are paishet like the tzad of schar bracha, that doesn't mean that if a person is chaytev a mitzvah that does not have a bracha, he would not have to pay asar zehuvim. Avada, schar mitzvah also requires you to pay asar zehuvim. Even a mitzvah without a bracha, if you were chaytev it, you have to pay asar zehuvim. The raya is, because the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Tzadik Aleph from Beis says that if someone is chaytev the mitzvah of killing a dangerous animal from his friend, he has to pay him asar zehuvim, even though this is a mitzvah which has no bracha on it. L'chayr, these Rishayim are learning that the suffix of the Gemara was whether Schar Bracha is also able to mechayv you asar zuvim, or only Schar Mitzvah is able to mechayv you asar zuvim. And the Gemara was poshet that Schar Bracha can also be mechayv you asar zuvim, but it was poshet the whole time that a mitzvah mitzar atzma, even without a bracha, can be mechayv you asar zuvim. Now, l'chayr l'fi zeh would come out that if a person is chayte from his friend, the mitzvah of Kisei Adam, he should have to pay him esrim zuvim. Because since he is grabbing from his friend both the bracha on Kisei Adam and the mitzvah itself of Kisei Adam, and each one of those is mechayev esrim zehuvim mitzad atzman, the bracha is mechayev esrim zehuvim and the mitzvah is mechayev esrim zehuvim, so you should pay a total of 20 zehuvim. Says the Ramban in the Ritva, you still only pay yud zehuvim, because when you have a mitzvah together with the birchas ha-mitzvah on that mitzvah, there is only one chiyev of yud zehuvim for both of them. Kenira, the beer is that birchas ha-mitzvahs aren't an added separate thing to a mitzvah. Rather, they were niskan as part and parcel of the asiyas ha-mitzvah, and therefore they don't require a separate asar zuhuvim besides paying for the mitzvah. Once you pay the asar zuhuvim for the mitzvah, the bracha is considered a chelik of the mitzvah and is not able to be mechayiv an extra chiv of asar zuhuvim. Now, in that sugya of asar zuhuvim, the Rosh in Simen Ches brings a chiddush from Rabbeinu Tam. There was a maisa that an avia ben asked a moyel to do the milah on his son, and someone else grabbed the mitzvah and did the milah first. The first moyel wanted to be teveya asar zehuvim from the chaytev, and Rabbeinu Tam paskin that he's potter and he doesn't have to pay him. Said Rabbeinu Tam, first of all, we aren't goyve this chiv of asar zehuvim bizman hazeh. And even if he was teifes, says Rabbeinu Tam, we would be mighty from him, because since the first moyel was there by the bris, and he answered, Amen, Gadol ha'in Amen, Yosef min ha'mevarech. So by answering Amen, he got even more than if he would have made the bracha. And if he didn't answer Amen, so Yudav said anavshe, it's his fault, he had the opportunity to answer Amen. The Yamsha Shlomer speaks out that Lefidus Rabbeinu Tam, we would have to say that the reason why Rabbi Gamliel was mechayev the chaytev of mitzvahs Kisei Adam in our Gemara was because the chaytev made the bracha quietly, and the Sheikh couldn't hear it and wasn't able to answer Amen. The Yamsha Shloimei has two tainus on this Rabbeinu Tam. First of all, he holds it's a doichik to make such an ukimta in our Gemara that he made the bracha quietly. And also he says that in the etzim case of Rabbeinu Tam, even if you would say that the first moyel was there and he said Amen and he got the schar of the bracha, but he lost out on the schar of doing the mitzvah amila. And for that he should be paid asar zehuvim. Now this last taina of the Yamsha Shloimei, we can answer on Rabbeinu Tam, because he can say, like the Rishayim we mentioned before, that when there is a mitzvah and a birchas ha-mitzvah together with that mitzvah, the schar for both of them is just one asar zehuvim, and therefore, by saying Amen, he got the schar of asar zehuvim already, and he didn't lose out by not doing the mitzvah. This teretz is mentioned in the Shach in Simon Shin Pei Beis of Katan Dalet. Now, on the etzem svara of Rabbeinu Tam, that saying Amen is equal and even greater to making the bracha, and therefore there is no chiyav asar zehuvim if you were able to answer Amen, the Madane Yomtiv wants to learn that Rashi is chaylik on this svara. Rashi, Divrei HaMaskel Abba, says that the arboim zehuvim that you pay for benching are the schar for the four brachas which he answered Amen on them. The Madane Yomtiv learns that what Rashi was saying is like this. That Akorcha, since this story took place with Rebbe, Avada Rebbe was makbid to bench with Zimun. If so, then it's Shver, L'chayro, he should have had to have paid him 50 Zehuvim, because there's an extra bracha of Zimun. This kasha was bothering Rashi, and Rashi answered that Birchas HaZimun he doesn't have to pay for, because there, the people listening to the Mezamin don't just answer Amen, they actually say the bracha with the Mezamin. And you only have to pay for the four brachas, which you don't say the bracha, you only answer Amen, there you lost out and you get paid for it. We see that Rashi is chaylik on Rabbeinu Tam, and he holds that an Amen is not equal to saying the bracha itself, and therefore you would have to pay asar zehuvim if you answered Amen and weren't able to make the bracha itself. The Shach in Simen Shin Pei Beis Dalet is chaylik on the Madana Yamtif, and he learns a different pshat in Rashi. When Rashi says that he was giving him Arboim Zehuvim for the four brachas which he would answer Amen on, what Rashi means to say is like this. Rebbe definitely had no tzad to offer this person to actually make the brachas of benching, because this person was a min, and Rebbe wouldn't allow a min to bench for him. Rather, the question that Rebbe was asking him was, does he want to stay here and answer amen on the brachos of benching, or will he take a payment of mem zehuvim instead of staying and saying amen? So Rashi means that the payment would be for the brachos that he would have answered amen on, and now he's taking a payment to leave and not have the opportunity to say amen. And lefi this pshat, Rashi is adrava saying like Rabbeinu Tam that answering amen is the equivalent of a bracha and is equivalent to asara zehuvim. Now just to return for a second to the psak of Rabbeinu Tam, as we said, Rabbeinu Tam said that the person that was chaytev, the mitzvah mila, was pater. Rabbeinu Tam mentions another reason why he should be pater is because even though the father had told the first mayel to be mal, the mayel wasn't kind of this mitzvah, akedei kach, to be able to mechayev the other person for grabbing it from him. So we see a chiddush from Rabbeinu Tam that just because somebody was mechaber you to do a mitzvah doesn't entitle you to asar zehuvim if somebody grabs that mitzvah from you. Now we mentioned before that the Gemara says that the chiyuv for being chaytev the mitzvah birchas hamazon is arbaim zehuvim. Tosis asks that l'chayru you should be paying chamishim zehuvim, because in addition to the four brachos of benching, l'chayru you also stole from him the bracha of bayu pri hagafen, which you make on the kais after you bench. Tosis answers that our Gemara is going like the Mandamar who holds that you don't need to make a new bracha of bayu pri hagafen on the wine that you drink after birchas hamazon, because it's patterned with the earlier bayu pri hagafen, which he made earlier in the meal. The Shach in Shin Pei Bey's Gimel brings two other terutzim to Tosis Kasha for Rabbeinu Yerucham. One teretz is that there is no chiv of asar zehuvin on birchas hanenin. So bayu pri hagafen, which is a birchas hanenin, is not mechayev asar zehuvin. The second teretz he brings is that really you are paying asar zehuvim for the bayu pri hagafen, but you're only paying 30 zehuvim for benching, since the fourth bracha of benching, which is atayva ametiv, is only derabanan. So when you pay 40 zehuvim, it's really 3 for benching and 1 for bayu pri hagafen. It comes out that this shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that there is no chiyuv of asar zehuvim on a bracha derabanan, only on a bracha or a mitzvah d'oraisa. The tzais over there is tama on this teretz, that if so, then you shouldn't pay asar zehuvim for the bracha of bayu pri hagafen either, because avada the bracha of bayu pri hagafen is also only derabanan. I saw a yishuv in the Aruch HaShulchan in Sim Shin Pei Beis Sif Dalid that he wants to say that really on a derabanan there is a chiyuv of asar zehuvim be'etzem. Just b'makom sheyesh mitzvah d'oraisa loy mechayvinon a mitzvah derabanan. So since the three brachas of benching, the first three brachas of benching are min ha-tayra, you don't pay for the fourth bracha, which is only midrabanan. Mashenkein by birchas ha-gefen, which is a bracha bifnei atzma, there you pay for it asar zehuvim, even though it's only derabanan.
The Gemara mentions a story with a stuki who approached Rebbe, and he said, Misha yotzer harim leibara ruach, misha bara ruach leyotzer harim. He brought a raya because the pasuk says, ki hine yotzer harim uvayre ruach. The fact that the pasuk uses the term yaitzer and then a separate term of ubayre was mashma that there has shalom shnei rishuyes. And Rabbi refuted this pshat because the pasuk afterwards says, Hashem tzivokos shmoi. The ritva over here mentions that it is because of this reason that in Maariv, since also in Maariv we mention the words yaitzer or ubayre chayshach, we mention two different lashonos of yaitzer and ubayre. That's why we're madgish in Maariv the words Hashem tzivokos shmoi, to clarify that there is only one Hashem.
The Gemara Vayter discusses the din of the Mishnah, which says, Kiseyu v'nisgale, pater milachasois. Once you covered the dam, if it becomes uncovered, you are pater from being rimachaset. The Gemara Esakasha, Maisha me'ashavas haveda, da'omar mar hoshev afilu me'apamim. How can we see by Ashavas haveda that you are chayiv to return it each time it's lost, and by Kisei Adam, you only have to cover it once? And the Gemara answers that here by Kisui it's different because it says a miut of v'chiseyu. Rekvegu over here asks, what was the havamin of the Gemara to be medama ashavas haveda to Kisui Adam? By ashavas haveda, each time it gets lost, there is a new chiv of ashavas haveda. Masha'in came by Kisui, there is no reason to be chayev again when it becomes uncovered. The Nais Yaakov in Simin Yotes is mazur Rekvegu's kasha, that what he's asking is like this, that by Aveda, the Mechayiv of Ashavas Aveda is because the item is Avud. So now that it became Ovud again, Avada, there's a new Chiv of Hashava. Mashen came by Kisui, the Mechayiv of Kisui Adam is the Maisa Shechita. And there is no new Maisa Shechita to Mechayiv a new Kisui Adam. So this is Rekeir's Kasha, what the Dimyon is. The Tveris Yaakov wants to answer that the Gemara wasn't asking Misvara that in both places you should be Chayiv each time. Because Avada Misvara, you can be Mechalik like Rekeir Eger. Rather, the Gemara was asking that since we see by Aveda that the Lashon of Hashav teaches us that there is a Chiv to return it every time it's lost, Hu Adin, the Mashmois of the word V'chiseyu, should be Mashmat, that there's a Chiv to cover it every time it becomes uncovered. On this, the Gemara answered that since it says V'chiseyu with an extra Vav, the Mashmois is actually Fakert, that you only have to cover it once. Dainu, according to the Teres Yaakov, the Gemara's kasha was to be medame kisei adam tashavas aveda, just in the aspect of what the mashmoyis aposuk is. That the mashmoyis aposuk in both places should be that there's a chiv to consistently do it. If it gets undone, you have a chiv to do it again. And on that, the Gemara answered that the mashmoyis of the pasuk by kisei adam is different than the mashmoyis of the pasuk by hashavas aveda. The Neis Yaakov wants to answer with a chiddush that be'emes, by Hashavas Aveda, when the Torah tells us that there's a chiv to be returned Aveda, afil me'apamim, not only is there a new mechayiv of Hashavas Aveda each time it gets lost, but besides that, you are chayiv to do Hashavas Aveda because you weren't yoytze yet your original first chiv of Hashava now that it got lost again. Umembeila, the Gemara wanted to be medame, this second din of Hashavas Aveda to Kisui Adam, that maybe by Kisei Adam also you weren't Yoitza, the original Mechayiv of Kisei Adam that came because of the original Maisa Shechita. If it becomes now uncovered, you weren't Yoitza yet your original Kisui, and you still have to cover it now to be Yoitza your original Chi of Kisui. That's why we need a Mir of Kiseyu to say that once you covered it once, you were Yoitza the Chi of Kisei Adam. The Gemara goes weiter and brings the din of the Mishnah, Kiseyu Aruach v'niskale tzorech lechasos. And the Gemara speaks out that lo yishanu that you're chayiv lechasos only if it was niskale. But if it stayed covered, ayidei the kisui of the ruach, there is no chiv of kisui. The Gemara asks, Mai shanom yodetanya sheichei v'nivla dam v'karka chayiv lechasos. We learned that if yishecht and the blood became absorbed in the ground, there is a chiv of kisui adam. The Ritva over here explains that the kasha of the Gemara is that we see from the din of Nivla Bekarka that even if you have dam, which is covered, but it wasn't covered, ayidei the maisa of an Adam l'shem mitzvah, you are still chayiv b'kisui. So hu adin by kiseyu aruach, you should be chayiv in kisui, even if it wasn't chazav in eskale, since it wasn't done a kisui by the maisa of an Adam l'shem mitzvah. Now l'chayiv the Ritva needs a beer. How can you be chayiv in kisui in these two cases? Practically speaking, how can you do a kisui on dam, which is already mechusa? What would the chiyuv be? Efshad Ritva means that the hava mina is that you would be mechuyiv to be megale the dam, so that you can go back and be mechase kidin with a maisa kisui ayidei adam. And I found in the Prichadosh, the Simon Chav Ches, that Itaka wants to learn that that's pshat in the hava mina of our Gemara. I did see in the Sefer Mishma Aleviim that he wants to say a different pshat in the Hava Amina to be chayiv to be mechasa when the dam is already covered with dirt. He says that the Hava Amina is that we would say the svara of min b'mina yenu chaytzeitz, and therefore you would be mechuyiv to put the offer on top of the offer which is already there, and it would be considered that you are covering the dam itself since there is no chatzitza. Lefidis Mahalich, when the Gemara comes out lemaisa that you aren't chayiv to mechasa when the dam is already covered in dirt, you must say that for some reason by kisui adam the svara of min b'mino eino chaytzeitz doesn't help. The Mishavim seems to learn that the reason for this is because the Torah requires the blood to be only covered with offer shekaimim boyatz hamitzvah. But if there would be other offer also covering the dam, there is no chiv to be mechase. In our case, where you will akarchach have other offer included in the kisui, you are potter from the mitzvah of kisui adam. There is another pasuk mahalach we can suggest, al pi the Ramban in Bechayrus, which is brought in the Avnei Nezer or Arachayim Simon Tov Lamed Beis, who says that b'makom the Torah requires nigiyah mamish, we don't say the svara of mim b'mino yenu chaytzeitz, because mim b'mino yenu chaytzeitz just means there's no chatzitza, but you don't have a nigiyah mamish. If by kisei adam there was a din that you have to have nigiyah mamish between the offer and the dam, then this would be another mahalich why the svara of mim b'mino yenu chaytzeitz doesn't help over here. You would need to clarify where the makar would be for such a halacha that kisei adam needs the giyah mamish. But I'll call upon him if it did, that would be another psham the kamash rolon, why mim b'mino yenu chaytzeitz doesn't help by kisei adam. The Mishnah Vayter discusses if there is a chiv of kisei adam when the dam is mixed together with water. The Mishnah is machria that if there is a maris dam, then you are chayiv. Even if you have roiv mayim, we say the dam is in bottle as long as there is a maris dam. The Achreinim discuss over here, meicha teisi, that the blood shouldn't be bottle with roiv just because the mara is nicker. The Chassam Sofer here tries to learn it out from a pasuk, ayin sham, but the Sfas Emes and Zvochem, daf ayin zayin obeis, wants to say that it's a svara. That since we have a klal, that a dover nicker is in bottle, so when the mara of dam is nicker, it's considered that the dam is nicker, and therefore not bottle. But he says that's fine for the first din of the Mishnah, but the second din of the Mishnah is vaday tzarachin. The Mishnah says that if dam is nisariv with yayin, then we are royin as if the yayin is mayim, and if there would be maris dam, then you're chayiv in kisui. Now in that case, lamaisa, the mara of dam, is a nicker now that it's mu'ruv in yayin. So what is the svara there that it shouldn't be bottle b'roiv? Why does it help that if it was mayim, the mara would be nicker? But right now it's not nicker. The Sfas Emes is mitzadeid that halacha l'chayr must be a halacha l'moshe misinai. Now whether the Sfas Emes is right that it's a halacha l'moshe misinai, or whether we'll find some other makar for it, we cannot say that this din royin kiyu humayim is a din derabbanon. Because Taisus and Zvachem and Dafayin Chesam Abeis says that it can't be derabbanon, because the Mishnah in Zvachem uses this din of royim to be matter, to be zayrek dam shenazarev on the Mizbeach. And if it would not be considered dam minatayra, it would be usher to be zayrik on the Mizbeach, something that is minatayra, not considered dam. So akorchuk, it's a din dayraisa, and either it's halacha Moshe Misinai, or we have to find some other makar for it. There is a nidon in the Paiskin, if the din which is mentioned in our Mishnah, that dam shenis arav b'mayim, if you have a mara of dam, then we say that you're chayav in kisui adam, even though there's a roiv of mayim, is that only when you could see the blood clearly in its normal strong color? Or would we say that even if you only see a chazusa ba'alma, a remnant of the dam, that's enough to be chayiv in kisui? The Prima Godim in Simon Kuf, Sivkotan Aleph, brings from our Toises, Dibya Maskel Royim, and a Toises in Saiton, Dafta Zayin Obeis, which say that only a strong color of dam is not bottle. But if the dam was schwachened up, and you don't see it in its strong color, then it would taka be bottle. But the Ramah and Teres Chattas and the Minchas Kayin argue, and they hold even a Chazusa Ba'alma, that you can tell that there is dam over here, is enough to say that the dam is in bottle, since it's nicker. I found in the Chidushim for Rabbeinu Moshe Kaziz, that he wants to be medayik from the Lashon HaMishnah, like the second Shita we mentioned, because the Mishnah says, Im Yesh Boi Mara Dam. The Mishnah did not say, Im Mareyu Mara Dam. Says Rabbeinu Moshe Kaziz, the Lashon of Im Yesh Boi Mara Dam is mashma that as long as you have some color of red, even though it's not doime to dam legami, that's enough. And he explains the reason is because now it's nicker and it's not bottle. And he shells it through to the din of noisin tam by macholos asuris, that as long as you are able to taste the tam of the iser, even though you also can taste the tam of the heter, we say it's nicker, it's not bottle. Here too, as long as you're able to see some color of red, some remnant of the blood, we say it's nicker and it's not bottle. The Gemara Nami Beis brings a Mishnah in Zvachim which says that if you have dam of a carbon which was nisariv with water, if it still has a maris dam, then it will be kosher lizrika, and if not, it will be posel lizrika. The Gemara adds, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yechanan, lo yishanu el shenaflu mayim l'seich dam. Avon nafal dam l'seich mayim rishayim rishayim batal. The Hainu, if blood fell drop by drop into Roiv Mayim, then it would be bottle, even if eventually there was enough dam to make a Maris dam in the water. Taisus here asks from the Gemara in Bechayrus Daf Chavez Amud Aleph that it is Mavur over there that there is a din of Chayzer V'Neir, which means that even if an Isser was Batal B'Roiv, but if later the Isser increased in size and now is no longer a Miyat, then the Isser would awaken and it would come back, since the terms of the Bittel no longer apply. If so, in our Gemara also, the dam should be chayzer v'neir, and it should become kashal izrika once you add enough blood to have a maris dam in the water, because then the terms of the bittel no longer apply. Taisus answers that really, by all other dinim in the Torah, we say chayzer v'neir. And dafka here, by zrika, we can't say chayzer v'neir because of the din of dichui. The Hainu that once the dam was bottled and it became pasul izrika, it was chal in it adin dichui, that it can't become kosher again. The Hainu, so be'etzem mitzar chayzer v'neir, it could be chayzer v'neir. But the din dichui over here doesn't allow it to become kosher again. Now this pshat of Taisus is the chayra very meduyik in the Gemara. Because the Gemara adds on, and it says, le'inyin kisui einoy kein, she'ein dichui etzol mitzvahs. The Gemara says that by Kisui Adam, we do say Chayzer V'Neir, since there is no din dichui by mitzvahs. It's mashma that the reason why by Dam Zriko we don't say Chayzer V'Neir is because there is a din dichui. And Be'emes Taisus and Bava Kama on Daf Kuf Amabeis is moisiv this raya from our Gemara when he says the same Yisayit as Taisus by us. And it's Ksas Orchian why our Taisus didn't bring our Gemara Gufa as a raya to his Yisayit. Now before we discuss the Gedarim in this din of Chayzer V'Neir, it's kedai to point out that when our Gemara says, Le'inyin Kisui Enukein, that if you would have this situation where the dam would fall tipa into the mayim, Lagabi Kisui Adam, since there's no din of Dichui Eitzel Mitzvahs, there would still be a Chiv of Kisui as long as there is a Maris of Dam, Rav Kiveger points out that although you would be Chayiv in Kisui Adam, you would not make a Bracha. Because be'emes, the din of ein dichlo eitzel mitzvahs is not poshet. The Gemara in Sukkah leaves this as an iboi d'lo yivshita. And memeila l'chumra, we would say to do kisei adam, however we would say misafik not to make a bracha. Now returning to the din of chayzer v'neir, Taisus by us says two chidushim in the din of chayzer v'neir, which are not a davar muskim. Taisus says by us that as long as we are dealing with an isser min ha-Torah, then we will say chayzer v'neir even if there is a hefsik in the process of the item losing its conditions for bittel. For example, by kisui adam, even if the dam dripped into the water with breaks in between, we would still say chayzer v'neir. Taisus in Bava Kama on Daf Kuf is chaylik on this point, and he says that the din of chayzer v'neir is only where it's loy nifsak hakiluach, and you would need that it was constantly dripping with no hefsik, and then we would say the din of chayzer v'neir. The other point that Taisus by us says is, as we mentioned before, Taisus says that really, in Kol HaTara Kula, by all dinim, we will say chayzer v'neir. It's only specifically when it comes to kachim, where there's a din dichui, there we're not able to say the din of chayzer v'neir. This is also the shita of the Rosh in Perek Zayin, Simon Lamed Zayin. However, there are rishonim that argue. The shita of the Ravid brought in the Teres Abayis, Bayis Dalit, Shar Beis, is that Be'emes we never say Chayzer V'Neir, even if the Isser that was Batal became so much bigger that now it's giving time to the mixture. The shita of the Ravid is, we never say Chayzer V'Neir. The Rash over there is a middle shita. He holds that if the Isser increased and is now being Noisim Tam, then the Isser is Chayzer V'Neir. But in a situation such as Truma, which the halacha is that it's bottle in a ratio of 1 to 100, if you had that ratio and then added more Truma and lost the ratio, but you still don't have Nesinas Tam, the Bittel would still apply and we wouldn't say Chayzer V'Neir. The sheet of the Rashba is, we only say Chayzer V'Neir if the added Isser is now creating a Tam. But in the case of Truma, although the conditions of Bittel are no longer here, but as long as you don't have an Asinas Tam, we would not say Chayzer V'Neir. Reb Shimon in Shari Yaisher Shar Gimel, Perek Yod, comes to be Masber these three Shitas in the Rishainim. He says that Taisus and the Rosh hold that the din of Bittel B'Roiv allows the Miyat to be Bottle only as long as the Roiv has the Kayach to be Mevatalit. But if later the situation changes and the roiv no longer has the koyach to be mevatel the miyut, then the original bittel is poka, and the raya that they have to this is that we know that if after the bittel the issur would become nikar, then we know that lekuli alma the issur would be chayzer v'neir. We see from this lechayra that since in that situation the roiv no longer has a koyach to be mevatel the miyut because the miyut is nikar, the bittel is poka. So also, if you had a miut, which was batel, but now it became the roiv, and the conditions for the original bittel are no longer in effect, the bittel is poka. That is the hesber in Tosis and the Rosh. The Ravid, on the other hand, holds that the koyach hamater of bittel b'roiv helps even afterwards when the roiv loses its koyach to be batel, because once the bittel is chal, it isn't poka. So adding more isser, even if it now becomes the roiv, will not be mafkia the bittel. Aye, what are you going to do with Tosis and the Rosh's raya that we say that if it's hooker or isser, we say that the bittel is paka? That's because the koyach haheter of bittel is lechachilo only for the matziv that it is bitaruvus. But when it's hooker or isser, then it's not bitaruvus anymore. And for this matziv, the bittel meikaro was never chal. Comes the Rashba, and he holds Be'etzem like the Ravid, that the only time you say Chayzer V'Neir is if it's Hukar Isser. Just the Rashba holds that if by adding to the Isser, you added to the Isser so much that it now gives time to the Taruvis, then that's the equivalent of Hukar Isser and can now be Chayzer V'Neir. But if it's not noising time, even though the conditions for Bittel aren't here anymore, we say like the Ravid that once the bittel is chal, it is in poka. What lechayra remains shver is al kol panim lefi the Ravid, our gemara by Kisei Adam that says mefurish that we say chayzer v'neir is lechayra shver because the Ravid says we never say chayzer v'neir. The Yad Yehuda in Simchav Ches Sifkat and Dalid wants to be miyashiv that the Ravid holds that only by an iser on a chefsa do we say that once the Isser is poka from the Chayfetz, it isn't Chayzer V'chal. Dehainu, once Aidei Bittel B'Roiv, the Chayfetz, lost its din, it's not Chayzer V'Neir. But by Kisei Adam, which is a mitzvah on the Gavra, there we say that if it's Chayzer V'Nisrabe, the Chayvas HaAdam is Chayzer V'Neir and he's Chayv in Kisei Adam.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.